This is the BBC. And now, the new all-leather goon show.
All right, kids, come on. Let's make with the music, kids.
Part two. An early Gainsborough landscape depicting dawn over Wandsworth Fire Station. Lying in bed is a small lithograph of Fireman Siegel.
Where's my speaking trumpet? Ah, there it is. I'll just empty it.
Hello, morning, folks. This is Fire Chief Siegel speaking, folks. Well, folks, it's a beautiful day here at Wandsworth Fire Station, folks. The firemen will start their day by unrolling their hoses and watering the flowers. That's all, folks. Father William?
Morning, Chief.
Any outstanding fire calls?
Yeah, well, I've got one here, matey. I'm not too happy about this. He says here, urgent, he says here, Crystal Palace on fire.
A hoax, an absolute hoax, I tell you. I was up there yesterday morning, and there's no such building as Crystal Palace at Crystal Palace. Right, now, mate.
Light the fire and put the kettle on.
Gentlemen, bad news. Jane is on fire. Well, that got rid of them, Moriarty. Quick, stick these auction labels on the furniture and let the crowd in. Control your rhubarb. Gentlemen, what am I bid for lot one?
2 shillings.
Sold one auctioneer's mallet.
I got up my line. We're off to a good start.
Lot two.
What?
Complete set of Louis Quinn's fireman's furniture. Plus marble statues of fire engine traveling at speed.
4 shillings.
Sold for the second time, one auctioneer's mallet. And now we come to lot three, one cannon shell.
2 shillings.
Will you take it, sir, or do you want it sent?
Sent.
Fire! It'll be there when you get home, sir. And finally, gentlemen, finally, for the musical connoisseur. What am I bid? For the original bedroom of Fire Chief Seagoon, comprising walls, roof, ceiling, and one flock mattress.
2 shillings!
Sold to the gentleman who keeps changing his voice. Moriarty, time for your owl.
Owl.
Splendid. Now, what am I bid for this auctioneer's mallet?
I just passed the man on the stairs carrying my room.
He's taking it to be repaired. It's got a puncture.
My room's got a puncture? Well, it's only done 2,000 miles. Oh, horrors of horrors!
What?
Get my speaking trumpet. Hello, folks!
Hello, folks! Holly, folks!
Ding for where I am. I can see that my entire set of Louis Quinn's fireman's furniture has been stolen. A lifetime's work ruined!
There, Neddy and fans. Now, all of you stand in this bucket of water and let me explain. You see, this is all part of a great plan.
Ow! Shut up, Mariotti.
There's a time and place for owing.
Where?
I'll think of it next week. Neddy, we are from the Ministry of Psychological. Oh. The government are testing people's reactions to sudden disaster.
They've been doing that ever since they got in.
Steady now. This microphone may be tapped.
There's somebody tapping it now. What's going to happen? I'm ruined.
Ah, and that's where we, the government officials, come in, Eddie. With the aid of this war surplus piano, we bring you the official government answer to national ruin.
You gotta face the doctor with a smile. Keep on laughing all the while. Then you're shot through the head. Don't fall down dead.
Just stick up your face and smile, smile, smile. Stick up your face and smile. I'm
Thank you. Thank you. Gentlemen, you were right. That government type song has completely restored my confidence.
Yes, Neddy, and in your hour of need, let us offer you the government's full employment scheme. £2.10 a week and free laundry.
Free laundry?
Yes, you wash our clothes for nothing.
And better still, you pay us £2.10 a week for the privilege. Eureka! When do we start?
Now, Moriarty. Yes? Take off those Hessian underclothes.
Right.
Neddy! Scrub those and return the
barge boat. Right! I'll just saw through the customer's hat. Don't worry, I'll soon have these nicotine stains out.
And what more ideal moment to bring in Max Geldrave, who has consented to play his teeth.
My red friend, the bat for your water.
And now, part two.
Hardly had I got Moriarty's underpants back to running order and oiled the hinges on his socks when the phone rang. Hello? Wandsworth Fire Station here?
Ah! Can I, come in, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Keyline. I have a misfortune to inform you that the British Embassy in China has caught fire and are blazing merrily away.
I'm innocent, I tell you. I was nowhere near the place. My grandmother keeps a duck farm in Kent. I was stamping eggs at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bad leg, I...
Please understand. Chinese government anxious that your British flyerman put British embassy flyer all out.
What? And freeze him to death? We'll do it. I'm sorry to the Peking, lads.
Kent fire tomorrow.
Right, get the long hose out.
You can't, but long, mate.
Oh, then we'll have to form a bucket chain from there on.
Can't use a bucket. It's had a puncture, mate.
Curse, another near the last time.
You've got to break his heart with a smile. Keep on laughing all the while.
Stop, you singing fool.
What? A chance ruined.
I've had an idea.
Seagoon has just had the following idea. The water for the fire in China will be wrapped in brown paper parcels marked water this way up and posted to Peking.
Curse, Moriarty, did you hear that?
Ow.
You know very well we can't collect the insurance money on the British Embassy until it's burned to the ground.
Huzzah! At last! Up lot!
We've got to stop those parcels of water getting there alive. Link music, please.
Where's my banjo? went well. The water parcel started to flow out of England like water. But then, bad tidings.
This is the BBC's Spawn Service, and here is the news. On reaching the Middle East, parcels of British water intended for the blazing embassy in China have completely evaporated.
Evaporated? Are you sure?
Positive.
Send your radiogram to the British embassy speaking. Water supplies held up. Try to keep fire going till it arrives. Now, must catch a plane. Hand me that butterfly net.
And so saying, Seagorn, collecting an ice pick and a life jacket, set off on a defrosting flight to the Middle East. And now over to the British military advisor to the Abyssinian Girls' School in Addis Ababa.
Wait a minute. I haven't got my trousers on yet, please. Oh, that's better. Now. Blast these flies. Get out of it. Get out of it, you flies. Shum. Timano Uchua. Singe. Singe thing.
I am coming, sir.
Take these flies out and sell them.
All right. Come on, boys. Rex Rover. Come on, boys. How do you
want? Now. Having got that matter over, now to my private matters of the day. Dear madam, reference your advert in shop window. And well-known photography magazine. As a keen student of photography, I should like to...
Pardon me. There is a European fireman hiding in the waiting room.
What? Well, tell him to wait in the hiding room while I paste these photographs in my hat. Paste! Paste! Well, there's no sound effect for paste, is there?
No, there isn't. But there is one for doors opening. Good morning. Are you Major Bloodlock?
How dare you mention that name in this house? Step outside.
Well, are you Major Bloodlock?
Yes, coming.
Thank you. I'm Eddie Seagoon.
Oh, of course. One of the Queen's beasts. Welcome to Abyssinia.
Thank you. Major, the British Embassy in China is on fire.
What? I must have a look. Gad, so it is.
Good heavens, could you see it?
Of course not. I take your word for it. And now to the Burning Embassy, part three.
Didn't take long, did it?
I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from. But it did me a power of good, that... A power of good. Now, I suppose... I suppose you're worried about these parcels of water evaporating.
Not really, I'm just acting, you know.
We're acting. Yes. So that's what it is. Don't worry, lad. Your secret is safe with me.
Now, you're in condition tonight, Major.
Thank you. Now, there's only one way to stop evaporation in this heat. Send your water by a cooler route.
For instance?
Over the North Pole. Through the white hell of Fitzbaloo, across...
Thank you, Mr. Keyline. I have a misfortune to inform you that the British Embassy in China have caught fire and are blazing merrily away.
I'm innocent, I tell you. I was nowhere near the place. My grandmother keeps a duck farm in Kent. I was stamping eggs at the time.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Bad leg.
Please understand. Chinese government anxious that your British flyerman put British embassy flyer all out.
What? And freeze him to death? We'll do it. I'm far is it to Peking, lads?
10,000 miles.
Right, get the long hose out.
But long, mate.
Oh, then we'll have to form a bucket chain from there on.
Can't use the bucket. It's had a puncture, mate.
Curse, another near our farm.
You've got to fight these off with a smile. Keep on laughing all the while now.
You singing fool.
What? A chance ruined.
I've had an idea.
Seagoon has just had the following idea. The water for the fire in China will be wrapped in brown paper parcels marked water this way up and posted to Peking.
Curse, Moriarty, did you hear that?
Ow.
You know very well we can't collect the insurance money on the British Embassy until it's burned to the ground.
Huzzah! At last! Up last!
We've got to stop those parcels of water getting there alive. Link music, please.
Where's my banjo? Well, the water parcel started to flow out of England like water. But then, bad tidings.
This is the BBC's Spawn Service, and here is the news. On reaching the Middle East, parcels of British water intended for the blazing embassy in China have completely evaporated.
Evaporated? Are you sure?
Positive.
Send your radiogram to the British embassy speaking. Water supplies held up. Try to keep fire going till it arrives. Now, must catch a plane. Hand me that butterfly net.
And so saying, Seagorn, collecting an ice pick and a life jacket, set off on a defrosting flight to the Middle East. And now over to the British military advisor to the Abyssinian Girls' School in Addis Ababa.
Wait a minute. I haven't got my trousers on yet, please. Oh, that's better. Now. Blast these flies. Get out of it. Get out of it, you flies. Shum. Dimanu Chua. Singes. Singes Singh.
I am coming, sir.
Take these flies out and sell them.
All right. Come on, boys. Rex Rover. Come on, boys. How do you go?
Now. Having got that matter over, now to my private matters of the day. Dear madam, reference your advert in shop window. And well-known photography magazine. As a keen student of photography, I should like to...
Pardon me. There is a European fireman hiding in the waiting room.
What? Well, tell him to wait in the hiding room while I paste these photographs in my hat. Paste! Paste! Well, there's no sound effect for paste, is there?
No, there isn't. But there is one for doors opening. Good morning. Are you Major Bloodlock?
How dare you mention that name in this house? Step outside.
Well, are you Major Bloodlock?
Yes, come in.
Thank you. I'm Eddie Seagoon.
Oh, of course. One of the Queen's beasts. Welcome to Abyssinia.
Thank you. Major, the British Embassy in China is on fire.
What? I must have a look. Gad, so it is.
Good heavens, could you see it?
Of course not. I take your word for it. And now to the burning embassy, part three.
Didn't take long, did it?
I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from. But it did me a power of good, that... A power of good. Now, I suppose... I suppose you're worried about these parcels of water evaporating.
Not really, I'm just acting, you know.
Well, acting. Yes. So that's what it is. Don't worry, lad. Your secret is safe with me.
Now, you're in condition to digest.
Thank you. Now, there's only one way to stop evaporation in this heat. Send your water by a cooler route.
For instance?
Over the North Pole. Through the white hell of Pitchpalu, across Outer Mongolia, and finally a 349 tram to the embassy.
Took that route, the fire would be out.
You see, success from the start. 8 guineas, please. I thank you. And the next, please. Now, my dear, what's your problem?
These parcels of water, what causes the evaporation?
The sun.
The sun?
Yes.
We must get rid of it. I know, I shall scrap and screw these parcels with an armful.
Did you hear that, great pipe? Another part of the plot.
Don't worry, Moriarty, the sun is safe.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've put a fire guard in front of it.
Supposing the sun is attacked.
Not a hope, Moriarty.
Ow.
It's guarded by two Interpol sun worshippers.
I'll get my stuff in here.
Echo. Throw another twig on the sun. We don't want it to go out on us, do we?
You got to be careful.
Yes.
The sun went out last night. And it stayed out all night.
Oh, it must be a Tom.
Oh, that's what his name is. Tom Sun.
Yes.
Oh.
Somebody.
I wish I knew all them clever things that you know, Blue Bottle.
Well, it all takes time, you know, my good man. Did you know that? Don't do that, Eccles. It's not nice.
brand new echoes. Oh, that's me.
We men are growing older all the time.
What?
But if we grow older all the time.
What, even when we're standing still?
Yes.
Well, it's not fair. I didn't know anything about this.
Well, you have got to face up to it, my good man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe we're getting old all the time. I tell you
it's
what.
It's true.
Oh, no. We'll have a little touch.
All right, then.
You stand there, and I'll watch and see if you get any older.
That is.
All right, then. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Still look the same to me. No difference at all, my good man.
I know why. That's because you've been getting older as well. Thinks to self.
Oh, I better go with him.
Yes. I must admit I didn't notice Eccles getting older either. I will experiment, says aloud. Eccles! You know what I will do? I will time us getting old with my targeting watch. Ready?
Oh, just put my... Okay, ready.
Go! There. You just got 10 seconds older.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
It didn't hurt at all. This is fun.
Yes.
Do you want here? Let's go stand over there and get old now.
Let's get over there.
And here to make everyone old is brave do-it-yourself Ellington and his rapidly decaying quartet.
I've got a rose between my toes, through walking barefoot through the hothouse to you. Pretty baby, I've got a thorn next to my corn, through walking barefoot through the hothouse to you. And when I fell into the tomatoes, I saw your heart skip a beat. I knew that love was born when you pulled the thorn of the flower out of my feet. I didn't even feel the pain because there wasn't any rain in the sky. Pretty baby, I didn't need the iodine because the sun began to shine above me. And now my feet are glad and gay. Ever since that lucky day, I got a rose between my toes. That lucky day, I got a rose between my toes. To walking barefoot through the hothouse to you. All together, a rose between my toes. Walking to you. I didn't even feel the pain because there wasn't any rain in the sky. Pretty baby, I don't want the iodine because the sun began to shine above me. And now my feet are glad and gay. Ever since that lucky day, I brought a rose between my toes, to walking barefoot through the hothouse to you.
And now, a smoke-filled room at the British Embassy, Peking.
Wow! This must be a rose. They're driving me crazy. I've got onions on my bunions. The walking brother out of you.
Stop it.
stop that sinful singing, Min. How can you perform those sensuous gyrations in those revealing low-cut brown elastic-sided boots?
I've got the measurements for dancing, buddy. 41, 18, 36.
Oh, what a figure, Min.
Those are my leg measurements.
Oh, did you allow to measure your legs?
I tell you, Nikolai.
Oh.
Mrs. Millie Tooley.
Mrs. Millie Tooley? I'll kill him. I'll put an end to your brown leather rhythms. Now I'll just get this cast over under my head and put these lead pipes down my trousers. That'll be a lesson to you. You're sinful. What's burning, Min? What's burning?
Oh, it's the souls of my fire.
You shouldn't stand with your back to the embassy. Swallow this tablet of water.
Oh, that's better, buddy.
Be careful, Min, careful. Don't let that steam get up your leg.
Oh.
Or you'll get the dreaded Manchu knee cramp.
Listen, Henry, we can't keep this